In his review, it's Dan, Neil and Sean after Liverpool did the decent thing and reminded everyone that you can actually enjoy the game of football. Sean, I'll come to you first. It's looking tough with the number of injuries and the way in which it pans out with this one, with two midfielders across the back line. I think it's worth noting, if we are going to accentuate the positives a little bit from this podcast, that this might only be a one-game thing, that the manager's hopeful to have Konate back for the weekend. We don't know where Gomez quite is. Curtis Jones is only an illness. So although Frimpong's a big loss, again, the idea of having three first-team players back is a bonus. You know, this isn't a sort of terminal thing from now until the end of the season. And I guess the second thing to take is that, you know, you do get a lineup there which has Salah, Gakpo, Tanaka, TK in it. It's not often that we've been able to boast those four players on the pitch or a variant of those four players. And I think the way in which Liverpool found the shape within the lineup and the way in which it sort of went, it actually benefited them and balanced them right through the night.
Yeah, a lot of Liverpool's decisions in terms of the setup and what you see from them quite often relies a little bit on what the opposition do. So Liverpool sort of understandably look to get their defensive structure right. So you can predict that Carabag would have come with a 4-2-3-1. Now, I think actually what their strategy would have been within that is quite intriguing.